Right. I'm sat at a small table here, and I've got, still at Barcamp, I've got Helen, Nick, and Shaf. And we're just talking about CodeLab, and word is starting to get round that CodeLab was just a vision or a concept, and all the stuff I shared yesterday in the talk, that has happened. Like the kids winning the competition, the programming, the Python, all the, yeah, the only stuff that was made up was the fact that the BBC are involved in it. And you said, go on, you were saying it's either real or it's...
It's real, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
And if it's not real, it's equally brilliant what you've done.
Because
if it's real, getting every kid in all the UK a little credit card-sized computer to work with all equipment, to get programming...
Books, resources, everything.
Amazing, right? If it's not real, what you've done, you've started the snowball effect. Everyone's talking about, especially people like this kind of community who are technically
and
not,
particularly with an audience filled with BBC research and development professionals.
Exactly.
Probably the best place to pitch it if you did want it to happen.
Well, what was really funny was the BBC staff were coming up to me afterwards and they were saying, "This is great, but I don't know about it. I want to be involved. Why do I know? I'm a bit annoyed that I haven't been told about this."
Yes.
And that's great. But it was just a vision. I was meant to say at the very end, wouldn't it be great if this was all true?
Yeah.
And then I kind of either forgot or didn't or something. I was either overwhelmed with crowds rushing over to me saying,
I saw Ian Forrester's tweet. He wrote, trying to find out who is behind CodeLab.
Who's commissioned this?
Exactly,
who's behind
this?
And I couldn't give an answer. I was having to make stuff up and, you know, but...
And like I said, the Kaiser
Soze... Well, you're right, it doesn't
change. Kaiser
Soze. Just as enthusiastic about it. People want it just as much.
Yeah, the Kaiser Soze moment of realising you're saying, if you Google it, you get no results.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you Google flipping, I don't know, fish peanuts, you get something, you know what I mean? So.
But another question might be, do we need the BBC to make something like this happen? Is there enough interest, do you think? You know, when you came over, Helen, you seemed disappointed to find out. It was like your dream was shattered.
Well, I have absolutely no techie know-how, so I would not know how to program a computer, small, big, any size.
So you'd want somebody just to give you this stuff, and then you could give the kids the stuff.
If I had been, then I might have more knowledge of it now, and that would definitely have helped me now, because... I'm trying to be a producer. I'm a producer. I'm a freelance producer, but I'm trying to be a producer here.
Right. So if you'd been a child in school, that stuff you think would have...
And I've learned the techie stuff, and I would probably understand more of the talks I've been to over this weekend.
I mean, you wouldn't just understand it was second nature. It would certainly just be something you knew how to do, like how to read a book. You'd know how to code. You'd be computer literate beyond PowerPoint, like you said.
Okay. Well, one of the things that the mistakes not to go down is that we're not teaching children how to program in a certain language. We're trying to teach them to be excited and inspired by the concept. That's right. That's right. It can be done.
The ability, you know, if you're the one that's being told to eat your food, tidy your room, etc., the ability to make a little thing do
that's
stuff,
right, yeah. A bot that you can control.
Power, you know, at last.
Yeah,
you know,
vertical controls.
The ability to sort of make something do something you want it to do on command.
So,
it's such a wonderful...
So if you found out that the CodeLab concept, somebody was going to do it, and then it wasn't the BBC... You'd want to know about it.
Definitely, I'd want in, and I want my nieces and nephews all in as well.
Right. Okay, well, follow the Twitter feed and see what happens. Okay.
Definitely.
Right, thanks to Shaf, Nick, Helen, and Kyron.